Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Quelich. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Herring. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Herring. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is hit by the pitch. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cochran scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Quelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quelich. Williams reaches second base with a double. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grabowski for a passed ball. Kramer moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quelich throws the ball into Gehringer who tags Miller, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker pinch hits for Art Herring. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Bridges now pitching. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Earnshaw strikes out. Grabowski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Earnshaw out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0-for-1 in the game. Quelich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out. Grabowski moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grabowski moves to third. Johnson moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grabowski scores. Johnson scores. Geringer moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kramer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0 for 2 in the game. Quelich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quelich moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Quelich moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski strikes out. One out. Marty McManus pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Quelich scores. Rogel moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Uhel now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0-for-3 in the game. Quelich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. Alexander moves to second. It's Athletics, 6, Tigers, 6. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. he's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0 for 4 in the game. Quelich takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel strikes out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Owen strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quelich. Williams reaches second base with a double. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Earnshaw bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 5 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Uhel, and towards Geringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Quelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Geringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into left field. Quelch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Quelch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. George Quelch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelch is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Quelch hits a pop-up towards short. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Owen bunts for an out. Rogel moves to third. One out. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.